Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Who gave us our own podcast again?
I don't know, but I bet they're going to be sorry.
How's it going? It's Cooper Nooney. You can join us weekday mornings on iRadio. And this is basically a catch-up of the show every day. The podcast will be released after the show. And the stuff that you might have missed. And we might talk about things that we weren't able to talk about on air. Especially, there was a thing that we did talk about. And we kind of like tiptoed around the Harry Styles sex toys.
Sex toys. There, we said it.
There, we said it. We said adult toys, but sex toys. Yeah, so he's got a vibrator for, it's a unisex vibrator. It's got a little ball at the top and a little thing at the bottom as well.
It doesn't look very, to me, it's not very inviting looking.
What do you want?
I don't know. I just think it's true. I haven't seen a sex toy like that before.
Oh, what are the ones you used to see?
Excuse you. Excuse you very much. But it's called Cleasing is the name of his new firm.
Yeah,
and
firm.
And it's €68. It's $68, and it's £68. He just went one below the Rube number. Why? What's the meaning of that? Like, why would you do that?
I wonder, was it a marketing tactic to get people like us to talk about it?
Probably.
Also, what an odd thing for Harry Styles to get into.
Because he doesn't need the money.
Clearly.
Well, he's obviously passionate about his sex toys and he's got the whole unisex vibe going on. And he's bringing out flavoured condoms as well. What are they flavoured?
Go on.
Watermelon sugar. Hi.
Why?
All right, sorry, listen. I had to do that.
On the podcast, we got loads of bits and pieces that you might miss. And let's kick it off with something about taking pictures of your dog. Have you ever found it difficult to take a picture of your dog?
She's camera shy.
All right, okay. This is how you do it. Una, do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was telling you if you were having difficulty with your little pussy cat, and that was if you were trying to call your cat over? Because cats, you know, as much as I love cats, they can be...
They can be a little snobby wobby.
You know, I've had cats. We have wild cats coming around and we feed them and stuff because it's great. It keeps the mice and rat population down.
I think cats have a little bit of a superiority complex.
They literally run the world.
Yeah.
We are their pets, basically. I used to love my cat, Mrs. Megan's, where she'd walk along the top of the bookshelf and she'd look at you and then just push stuff off.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, they'd look at you, literally, just look at you and be like, oh, yeah,
Look what I'm going to do.
Yeah, look what I do.
Actually, I have more respect for the cats now.
We got
no wonder the Egyptians
adored them. Yeah, they were terrified of the moon. We caught our cat trying to kill us before, actually. We walked into the kitchen. There she was, up on the gas cooker, and she turned on the actual gas, and she was going for the little starter.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
She was.
Oh, bold Mrs. Miggins.
Yeah. She didn't last long.
No.
She went off to the little cat farm. No, she literally went to a retirement home for cats.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So we were telling you before, if you wanted to call your cat, we found this. That's the noise that you got to make if you want to get your cat to come to you.
Which means, come here.
Come here.
Meow.
So that is people calling their cats and the cats are coming to them. So if you didn't hear us talk about this, now you know. But here's the thing.
It kind of sounds like my R. Nothing. Go on. No, listen to it again. It sounds like my lovely lady lumps. Anyway, right, go on, sorry.
But what about the dog people? What if they went to their dog? The
would
dog wouldn't come to them.
No,
it doesn't. But there is new research from a photographer. You know, if you've ever tried to take a picture of your lovely dog?
Mm-hmm.
And your dog's just like, stop pointing that thing at me. I've no interest. Just leave me alone. All I want to do is have me belly rubbed, be cute, and feed me, please, if you don't mind. Well, apparently, if you meow at your dog will look at you wondering what the hell's going on, and you'll get that picture. So, if you want to take a picture of your dog, like, don't have the camera or your phone right up in the dog's face, yeah? Just be like, if you want to get your dog's attention, just go, meow. And the dog will look at you and you go, snap.
No, boom. The dog will look and go,
no. They won't. They'll be confused. They'll be like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they'll be frightened of me then.
No, they won't.
She'll think I'm a cat.
No, they won't.
Okay.
Cats are a lot cleaner and neater than you are.
You're on iMornings with Corbella. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.
So now we did a game of Scally's Alley where you've got to try and figure out what the answer is. It was an odd one today because especially with the answer that we use this 63 times a day.
We use this 63 times a day.
No way to use this 63 of these a day.
I would double that.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, stop it.
100%.
All right, what was it? Have a listen.
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
Right, heading into the weekend, Scally's Alley. We need our brains tingled.
Tingle in your brains coming up. A new study has found, on average, we use about 63 of these. We will use 63 of these today. What is it?
We will use 63 of these today?
Today and every day, yeah.
Okay, guesses on 087 110207.
Oh, it has to be... bold words.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
Cursing.
Yeah.
Cursing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with you, it's definitely double that.
It is not.
Oh, you should hear around the office.
I'm a lady.
You are not.
I am too.
You could have done that this morning, all right? Yeah.
63. No.
No, it's not that. Good guess, though.
Is it attempts of putting a USB in?
Oh, that's a very good shout. With the old USB, not yeah. Like the USB C one. Yeah, no, that's
yeah, but like a, just like a, you know, like a USB pen. You know, like when like a memory stick.
Oh, just missing
so
it.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
why were they made like that? Every single one of them.
Just to annoy us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. No.
That's the Illuminati again now trying to annoy us with those things.
Just can I step away from whatever you say now? Her name is Uno Carol. I am not associated with her at all.
Can I have another guess?
You can.
Is it 63 hand gestures?
Oh, like them ones you just did there. That's wonderful.
Peace
yeah.
and love. Look, peace.
Oh, you turned peace. Around. Yeah.
Why did you give me two and him no. one?
What?
087-110207. Here's the question.
A new study has found, on average, we will use 63 of these today. What is it?
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
What exactly are we asking this morning, General Scally?
We're asking, a new study has found, on average, you'll use 63 of these today and every day. What is it?
Morning, iRadio. So I'm wondering, is the answer to Scally's Alley either 63 muscles or 63 brain cells that we...
Who has 63 brain cells to spare? Huh?
Not you, anyway.
No, I only use about 30 for this show. And I save the other 7 for the rest of the day to get home.
Yeah.
To figure out what to eat for lunch and dinner and then go to bed and generate another 37.
That's a brilliant answer.
It is a great answer. It's not the right answer, though. I'm
okay.
Yeah. If you check your social media account a day, ooh. It's Amanda here from Mullingar.
Amanda Mullingar, check your socials.
63. Some people aren't off it. It's a very good shout.
Probably more than that,
could.
Is it?
I think it would be more now, yeah. It's not the right answer, no.
Is it facial muscles? I need to get Botox to stop the faces I sometimes make at my workmates. Lol, Siobhan and Nace.
People don't realise they're doing it.
Siobhan and Nace. Sounds like Una in front of me.
I can't stop the way I look at you.
You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Are you all right, Una? Yeah, I'm fine. Why? I've just looked at the facial expression.
Yeah, yeah. That's just the way I roll. That's just the way my eyes roll.
Now, it's gas, actually, when people say to me, says, it's so funny. It's like you can actually hear Una's eyes roll on the radio. You have a special button for that. And I'm like, no, it's just
that's the sound they make.
Yeah. Yeah. Magic.
No, it's not that. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Morning, all. Happy Friday. I'm just wondering, is the answer today to Scally's Alley, is it facial expressions? Tommy and his comment.
It's pretty much the same as what
Yeah, that's true. Is it yawns? I've used 63 already this morning, Eimear in Sligo.
Who are you listening to? RTE? How are you doing there now? Well, good morning, everyone.
Wow, there he is.
Wow, Catsy.
Who was that? Who came in here?
No, it's not that. No.
Okay, I think we need the answer.
Hi there. You know the way when some people are on the toilet, they use half the toilet roll?
Not guilty.
Would it be pieces of toilet roll, 63 pieces a day?
Oh my God, that's way too much. Who's using 63 pieces of toilet
roll? I would say that is a lot to use, which I was thinking you might use that before, Cooper, and you said you didn't. But it is the answer.
What?
It's squares of toilet paper people go through a day. Yeah.
Stop that now.
Well, lads, yeah. Who's counting, for the love of God?
Have you seen the price of toilet paper? We're in a cost of living crisis.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to count the toilet paper. That is not a habit. I want to get into. Oh, here we go.
Una likes his aloe vera coated, lavender scented, and six ply quilted.
And Cooper liked it.
No, don't jump on my joke.
I jumped on your board.
Don't jump on my joke.
Let me jump on.
It's no wonder your stuff is all clogged.
So what stuff is clogged?
Your toilet.
Oh, yeah, right. Not the stuff that runs out of you every morning on the dot at 10 past 10, eh? Anyway, once you have plenty.
You're on iMornings with Cooperaduna. Breakfast rolled. All the crack crowd into one bite.
I love the comedy pause that you did there. It was just it was my pause. I just pulled everything down.
Well done.
I always have to get digs in a bit. My toilet breaks. You could say that it's a hidden talent, wouldn't you say?
I know. I'm just really jealous of your movements because they're just so predictable. You clear yourself out every day. You're obviously a very healthy guy. Some of my friends are like, Una, tell Cooper, I will pay him to tell us his secret.
What's happened to the fact that this is now a thing that is just discussed?
Your poops. But listen, we're humans, we poop, it's life. It's good, actually, a doctor told me it's good to talk about your poop. Your poop can tell you a lot of things about your health. And
I can tell an awful lot about you, the fact that you're obsessed with my bowel movements.
I'm not obsessed. I'm just really jealous of them.
I've been sitting in the office out there, after the show, and it'll be like 10 past 10. You go, Cooper, and then you point to your watch.
Toilet time. And then you're like, you're right. And he just struts off into the toilet, does his business, and comes back out.
All right, nobody
a lighter man.
It's not how it works. We found out about somebody else's hidden talent, and it's not toilet. It breaks, it's talking backwards. Have we found somebody which is going to blow your mind away? This is somebody who's trending on socials at the moment because they have a particular talent. And this particular talent is that you can fire a word to this person, fire a sentence to this person, and this girl can immediately say it backwards.
This is an incredible talent.
Have a listen.
Say Cole Palmer backwards. Say Sigma backwards.
Agnes.
Competitive.
Hibiscus Mock.
Owen.
Nuo.
Toro.
Arrot.
Sometime in your life, I'm too competitive.
Hibiscus near me in Esville, me or Kikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikik
We have reversed what she said backwards. So the Cole Palmer one.
Say Cole Palmer backwards.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Go on, try it. Say iRadio backwards.
Hold on now, I have to write it down. I can't do it. Don't do that to me. iRadio. Oi, Darry.
Oi, Darry. And you go down the place to milk cows, oi, Darry, do.
Oi, Darry. Oh, dairy. Oh, dairy.
Oh, dairy. Okay, so what we want to know is, like, that is an incredible talent, being able to just speak backwards. Can you do any talents, though? Have you any outstanding talents? Anything unusual? 087-1102-107.
I've got a couple of them, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Would you like to list them off to us?
Well, I can't, some of them, but I can tell you about the one that is I can do on the radio.
Go on with... the others like personal bars and drinks.
So I can list all of, I can sing all of the counties in Ireland. I've done this many times.
You have?
I have. I can list them all off in less than 1 minute.
In less than 1 minute, you can list. Okay, all right, okay. I'm going to get you a 60 second timer then. Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, all the counties in 1 minute. Go.
Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, and Roscommon, Donegal, Derry, Antrim, Down, Armagh, Tyrone, Fermanagh, Monaghan, and Cavan, Kerry, Cork, Waterford, Tipperary, Limerick, Clare, Lough, Dublin, Wicklow, Westmeath, Wexford, and Offaly. And Leinster has a lot of counties that I can't remember quite now. What are the counties? What did I say?
I don't know.
Lough, Dublin, Longford, Leash, and Offaly, and Kilkenny. And Westmeath! I got them! Did I get them all?
I don't know. I just know. I just wanted that to stop.
It's impressive. I just have issues with Leinster because there's a lot of counties in Leinster. You got me on the hop there. You know, if I'd studied that, I would have had it down in 10 seconds, every county.
Going to break the fourth wall here. We knew we were doing this yesterday after the show. We planned this. And you said, I'll do me county song. We're like, brilliant. Have it prepared.
Yeah. I'm a busy mum of twins.
You were here till 1 o'clock yesterday getting this ready. Still couldn't do it.
I can't remember.
Have Google.
I do have Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got loads of little hidden talents.
Here we go. If you do the hand thing, I'm walking out of the studio.
That's there. The one-handed clap.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Ready?
Oh my God.
I can do a squeaky, like a pen on a whiteboard, as if you're writing on a whiteboard.
Go on. You would have made a great mime.
Thanks for, am I making noise? Also, if you've got a glass eyeball and it's itchy. You ready? Yeah. Itchy glass eyeball.
Oh, stop.
I can do Elmo.
Go on.
Hey, I'm Elmo.
That's actually really good.
And my favourite hidden talent, one of my favourites, is my nose harmonica.
Do I have to hear this?
Yeah.
Are you going to be whistling through your nose?
No. You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to do Lola Young Messi.
Is this really happening?
Hey.
Did you read that? Is he actually doing that?
You tried to tell me all the counties that you tried to prepare yesterday. Yeah. You couldn't get through it. Okay, what is your hidden talent? Especially if it's audio related that we want to hear it.
Can you burp? My friend can burp the alphabet.
Stop, get them on the phone now.
Okay.
I remember a friend of mine used to try and do that. You get to M and then get sick.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Road.
So we discovered this person. Nobody else saw her. You know what? It's all about us. I'm only missing. She's trending on socials, and that is that she can do this amazing talent where she can talk backwards with any word that she's given.
Say co-palmer backwards.
It is really amazing, though.
It is incredibly talented to be able to do that. We tried to do it ourselves to say iRadio backwards and we failed miserably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Philip's on the line. Good morning, Philip. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Philip.
Good morning, Philip.
So we're looking for people with hidden talents. Is there anything that you can do that you can thrill us with?
Well, I can make the sound of a dripping tap.
Go for it.
Well, 1 second, no.
Okay.
That's quite good. That's impressive, Philip and Roscommon.
Yeah. It's going. I can do it.
Oh, look at you. It's not a competition, Cooper.
It is competition. If it was a dripping tap.
You pressing buttons there, Cooper.
No, I'm not. I'm not. The only boom I'm pressing is me. What? that was fun, Ezra. And have you tried speaking backwards?
No, we had a little app on our phone years ago that we used to do it. But no way.
No way.
I can spell Mississippi backwards. That's about it.
Oh, go for it.
IPPISSLISIN.
That is actually really impressive. Like, we all have these hidden talents, and I think it's great to just get them out there and share them.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Nobody's fact checked this. What? If he's right or wrong, I don't know.
He said it confidently, authoritatively. I believed you. I believed in you. And do you have anything else? I'm sure you do have something up your sleeve.
Actually, I'll tell you what, Philip, before you go, we have a special invitation for you. How would you like to go on a McDonald's side mission?
Give it a blast.
All right, because this summer McDonald's is celebrating all of life's side missions. The pit stops, the laughs, the unforgettable moments in between. And you can watch out for McDonald's side missions in daily in-app offers, which provide fun, a fun detour from life's main mission. Nothing beats a McDonald's side mission. So today, Philip, if you can think of a song that you like, your favourite song, and just woof it to us. That's a good...
What song is that now?
Everything Gone Under.
Okay. We'll take it. Well done.
Philip, well done. Thanks to McDonald's. We've got a family pass of Fantasia for you.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Nice, and you enjoy that and have a great weekend, all right?
Don't forget to follow.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, guys. Rolex again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
We were looking for people with hidden talents because we came across a girl who can speak backwards.
Backwards.
So she's given a word like Stephen, and she goes, Nevins. Oh, Cooper. Repuck.
Cooper, not Pooper backwards. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry.
You go to school. What are you saying?
This is Darren and Drogheda.
How are you, Darren and Drogheda?
I can do a kind of a Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons.
Stop it. Krusty the Clown from Simpsons. Go for it, man. Darren, the world is your stage. Go for it.
I can go like, hi, everybody.
That's not bad,
pretty
is
good.
It?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Krusty was misunderstood. Love Krusty.
No, Sideshow Bob was the crazy one out of that relationship, wasn't he?
Yeah. Can you do a Sideshow Bob impression?
No.
No, me neither. No.
That's it now. When it comes to impressions, Una, that's all I got. Is Krusty the Clown, and you do a good Cartman.
A Cartman.
Oh no, it's Beavis and Butthead you do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's. Oh, hold on a second. I could do Mr. Bean as well.
Mr. Bean doesn't even talk.
Exactly. Hey, Teddy.
Do you know what's good about the hole in the studio? That I might just fall into it and be swallowed up.
Hi, Teddy.
Stop.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Back tomorrow on iRadio.
Or right here, whenever you fancy a top up.
So the show moved on to something which was something that we've been building up to, and that was to the climb, and that was to Conquer Croker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big weekend, a big lead up to the weekend for the All-Ireland final as well. So there was an awful lot of that going on. And also something that we missed out on before we have a listen to this, everybody came into work wearing county jerseys.
I completely forgot about it. I have so much else going on in my mind, and now I'm like, what am I? I'm actually considering running home and putting on my Kerry jersey.
Isn't it well that you've got time to do that?
Isn't it well? Well, I could spend 20 minutes out of my time.
I had a backup plan, and that was that I don't own a county jersey.
There, look at that now, Meath and Dublin. Look, shocking.
I have actually two Dublin jerseys. But I don't live in Dublin anymore.
No,
so.
You don't.
Yeah, so, and I think Elizabeth's, one of her five Meath jerseys wouldn't fit me, in fairness now.
No.
So I wore black, mourning that Meath aren't in the final.
That is absolute horse S-H-1-T.
What's your excuse?
I'm a busy mum of twins. I am a busy mum of twins, and I don't have time because I'm just always running after little people who just, you know, want food and snacks and snacks. So all I do is get snacks for little people, and I don't have time to think about myself.
Do you ever regret asking you a question? I don't regret doing a bet with you and how it's unfolding. Have a listen. There's lots of things going on across the weekend. Got lots of festivals still happening. And you've also got the All-Ireland final on Sunday, Kerry versus Donegal. We'll talk about that later on as well, Mrs., because obviously you're from Kerry.
Yeah, so obviously I have Kerry in every year. You know, whether Kerry are in the final and I always write a song, so I've done another song.
We're going to hear that later.
We're going to hear that later.
Yeah, I've heard it and I'm trying to fix it. And speaking of football, when Dublin were playing Meath, actually there's a very funny video about that on our Instagram at This Is iRadio. When Dublin were playing Meath in this championship, I said that Dublin... I mean, when Meath were playing Kerry. I said that...
See, Meath, there's the real dub coming out now. Trying to pretend he's from Meath just because he lives there for 10 years. Go on. Carry on. Yes, Meath. The best.
Carry on. Anyway, I said that if Meath beat Kerry, you have to climb Croker.
Yeah.
Kirkpatrick. Get up that mountain. Conquer Croker. And they did. And you accepted the challenge. So how is the preparation going, Una? How is it looking for you to get up on Sunday morning up to Mayo and just like look up there now, up the top of that and go, all right, here we go.
Listen, I'm well prepared. I've got all the right clothing now. Got my outfit prepared. Got the right footwear. I'm ready to sweat. What can I say? Like I'm ready for the pain. I'm ready to climb. I'm doing it for myself, for my twins, for my country. I am going to climb Croker.
So you're
going to
conquer that Croker.
I'm going to conquer it, baby.
All right, okay. I'll be there supporting you. I'll be shouting you up. I'm
going to
got one of those little megaphones so you can hear me.
That's really kind.
Yeah, I couldn't find my walkie-talkies.
Okay, that's so, all right.
A little megaphone. Like, you can do it, doing it.
Yeah, I know. I really am. I'm starting to believe in myself now. So, yeah.
As we said yesterday, we said again, we are proud of you, Una, that you've accepted this and that you've grown, you've matured.
I have matured, climbing the stairs, you know, climbing the stairs at home.
Yeah.
Climbing the stairs to the office, doing the steps.
Yeah.
You know, getting my steps in, up those, you know, up the steps every day at work. Okay. I'm doing really well.
You're doing good. Cannot wait to see how it all unfolds, and we'll celebrate maybe on a Sunday afternoon. I'll bring you for lunch afterwards.
I'm getting a bit teary now.
Forget to follow, rate and roll again tomorrow.
Cooper and Una, live weekday mornings from 7 on iRadio.
Maybe when we come back after our conquering our quests over the weekend, we can come in with the county jersey of the winning team.
I think that's a good idea.
How did you look taller there? I really don't know.
I don't actually have a jersey. I prefer to wear green and gold.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I prefer it.
So you wouldn't even support your county by investing in, you know, the old
spot. It's not flattering. I have a lovely green and gold kind of bohemian top that I prefer to wear to the matches.
I don't know anything about the words that you just said there.
Okay.
I have a lovely green and red bohemian, green and blue bohemian top.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone in Donegal is really annoyed with you, by the way.
Because they're green and yellow.
So is it green and gold or is it green and yellow?
I don't say yellow.
Maybe that is truth or trash. Hey. And we play the game. We play this game every single day.
Guess what that means? When this music comes on, we play a game. Truth or trash? It's truth or trash. We play a game. We lock our facts in and this is not the same. I need to sing it to you, actually.
Yeah, I think you should.
Right, truth or trash? We've got facts and you've got to figure out, are they truth or are they trash? Donald Scally, give us your facts, please.
Okay, dokes. My fact is every 3 to 6 days, a human stomach gets a new lining. It creates a new lining every 3 to 6 days.
Well, I suppose would it depend on what you'd be eating? Would it need to be, like, reinventing itself every 3 to 6 days? It seems like an awful lot of work.
Seems like a very busy time to be happening down there. And you stomach lining it that often.
But you know what? What the human body can do is just incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, we learned earlier on that I'm able to do nose harmonica. I'll do it again.
Yeah, I was talking more of, you know, women creating life and growing life.
No, the nose harmonica is probably cooler.
Nose harmonica, yeah.
Oh, my
definitely.
God.
Yeah. It's more stressful than anything.
I'm offended.
Well, I'm offended, you're offended.
I'm offended. Listen.
So what do you think?
Every 3 to 6 days seems a little bit excessive, but I'm going to say, hey, why not?
You're going to lock that in?
I'm going to say that is true.
I'm saying it's trash.
Saying it's trash.
Locking it in. Hang on.
You lock it in. It is true. The stomach lining, every 3 to 6 days it replaces itself. It needs redoing.
Why?
It goes away slowly. You need to be done again.
If you're eating the stuff that you're eating, Cooper, it's probably doing it every 1 to 2 days.
That I'm eating?
Yeah.
You're the one who goes through processed food.
I don't go through processed food. You saw me with my bag of strawberries and cherries and a banana and a peach in there today with a little bit of chocolate and some biscuits to go with it.
And that is true. All right, I'll go. You think wearables are a new thing? You know, like Apple Watches, smart rings, smart clothing, smart glasses. You think they're a new thing? No. I want to tell you now that up until the 5th century, the must-have wearable gadget was a portable sundial. Cool portable sundial.
What does a sundial do? It tells you the time, is it?
Where the sun is in the sky.
Yeah. So then you know by where it is in the sky, you know what time it is.
No, Oh, God, do we have to explain a sundial?
So a sundial is positioned, you got to position it in the right point, right? So like getting it in the right place, and whatever way the sun hits the triangle on the top, and will then create a shadow to what time it is.
Like the small hand on a clock.
Why do I have to explain sundial to you?
Ooh, like men's speeding to me.
You just
like
asked
me. You asked me.
Ah, yes.
Get out.
Yes.
Hang on a sec.
I love this. I love it so much.
Good morning, iRadio.
Hi, this is HR here.
Well, we haven't spoken to HR in a while. What's going on?
Just checking, is everything okay?
No, it's not. They've been mansplaining to me again. The two of them
asked me to explain what a sundial was. I told her what it was, and she said, oh yeah, mansplaining, why don't you? What have you got to say about that, HR?
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah, see you later. I can say that's true.
What? The must-have gadget with the Romans were like a portable sundial. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's true.
Lock it in, so.
Yeah, locked in.
Tell me what you're saying.
Don't think it's true because you'd have to have it in the right place.
Yeah. Okay, lock it in.
False, yeah.
It's true.
Oh, I'm on fire today.
I'm absolutely beside myself because the fact that you didn't know what a sundial was.
Of course I knew what a sundial was. Of course I knew. I studied history in college. Of course I knew.
But you didn't know how it worked.
What?
What?
Okay, my turn. We're moving away from the sundials now. We're going to shake things up a bit, right?
It's no wonder my heart rate is so high when I listen to you all the time. There's times that I stop breathing.
That's a bit creepy.
No! Woohoo!
Right.
Yeah.
So my fact is, because we all know that the All-Ireland is on this weekend, yeah? Donegal v Kerry, up the kingdom.
So this weekend?
Yeah.
This
weekend, right. So, because of a call from renowned Kerry junior minister, Michael Healy-Rae, Kerry supporters won't have to pay any tolls on the way to the match on Sunday, right? So they would usually be hit with tolls on the M7, but they have to prove now when they're there at the tolls that they're a Kerry supporter. So they might be asked some questions at the toll, like how many All-Irelands have Kerry won? And the answer to that, if you didn't know, is 38. That, by the way, that's actually the most Sam Maguire's out of any other county in the country.
Get a lot into this
right?
fact.
Because Kerry are the best. Yeah, right? Okay.
So what is
that
fact?
True or trash?
So they don't. They got a pass that they don't have to pay tolls.
No, they're not a pass. They have to explain at the booth, Una's saying. Why, that, they have to prove they're a Kerry supporter.
If they just have a little green and gold flag, or if you're wearing a Kerry jersey, like, you know, or a little teddy bear, they'll get flown through. But if they're not, they're going to be asked some questions.
The automatic sensors with unmanned, they'll be able to know.
Of course, because of the call from Michael Healy-Rae.
Yeah.
Mm. So what are you saying, guys?
I'm saying that is not the truth.
So, you're saying it's trash.
Yeah.
So that means that Donegal can get waved through if they wave the green and gold flag as well, because same colours.
No. They're not. They don't come through the M7. I'm just saying the M7 here.
Do they not?
No. They come through the M3 or the M4.
Oh, wow. Your face told the story.
They could be on holidays. They could be coming from anywhere.
They could be coming from Kerry, and they do. That's fine. But I'm just saying, Michael Healy-Rae made the call only for Kerry's support.
Yeah, no, I think this is trash. This is
really?
Codswallop.
Okay, well, you listen to this, guys.
I believe that the hold-up Celeste displayed one thing. The tolls are making enough money every day of the week, day and night, 24 hours a day. Yeah. We're all contributing and building up the coffers of the operators.
The
and I would say that I really think at this time the tolls should open and let the people flow.
Let them flow. Let them go. So.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's not true, though.
No, it's not true.
He is some chanter. Absolute chanter.
He's right, though. I hate paying tolls. It goes through me.
Nobody likes paying tolls,
yeah,
isn't
it? That's right. Just for the day that's in it, just turn off the tolls.
Well, what about the rest of the country?
Okay, fine. For the whole country, just turn off the tolls for the day that's in it.
Turn them off forever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? All these roads are paid for anyway, or road tax.
Yeah, exactly.
And the waste of cars, it's going to be saved for the most of me.
My Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Back tomorrow on iRadio.
Or right here, whenever you fancy a top up.
There she is singing again. And do you know what? The mics are always on in this, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The mics That kind of led us to who we were supporting for the All-Ireland final. And, you know, whenever you listen to this, we know who's won then. We know who's won. Well done, Donegal.
Well done, the kingdom. Whoa.
So you made up a song and I remixed a song. Have a listen to how we got on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be absolutely incredible. I would love to be there. I know I'm not from Kerry. My grandmother's from Kerry. And
they're not taking you.
But I also love Donegal. It's one of my favourite parts of the world.
I love Donegal too, but
This weekend, they are my foe.
Yeah, well, they're my friend, Una. And just to think of it, I'm just thinking along the lines of, like, as a DJ, there's going to be lots of parties, lots of celebrations when Donegal win this weekend. I'm thinking, what better song to remix than Jimmy's Winning Matches?
Oh, Jimmy's winning matches.
No, he's not.
Hi. Jimmy's winning games. Not a hope. Jimmy bringing Tommy back to Donegal again.
Don't it.
To shout all over my song, isn't
it? It is a banger, to be fair.
So if you're a DJ, you want to copy this, I'll give it to you for the weekend, all right?
Crack a smile when he's standing next to you.
Come on.
He'd been there before, back in 1992.
There you go. Look at that. Exclusive.
That is a banger. Yeah, I have to say that is a banger. But hang on a second there, matey.
Go on.
Right?
Matey.
Yeah. I have my banger for Kerry that I've just recorded.
You don't have time for it,
it's going to blow Jimmy out of the water.
Hey.
We're playing it.
Are we?
It's happening. Next.
Okay. We'll do it in a bit. All right. We've got music from Cyril on the way. And also, have you a name for your song?
Have I a name for my song?
Yeah.
Up the Kingdom.
Up the Kingdom is right.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
All the crack crowd into one bite.
It's All-Ireland weekend. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Donegal versus Kerry.
Who that? It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing,
I was treating you to my remix of Jimmy's Winning Matches.
Oh, Jimmy's winning matches.
Just to be clear, that's not me putting "don't think
it
so."
It is. You sprinkled me in over it.
I tell you what, I'm going to turn your microphone off and then I'll play it. So you're not. Can you hear it? No. Here we go.
Oh, Jimmy's winning matches. Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy bringing Tommy back to Donegal again.
There you go now. People are going to think I'm putting. No, he's not.
That is a banger, to be fair.
All right.
But my banger is better. That sounds strange. Okay.
It does.
So last night I was kind of filled with inspiration, you know, while listening to some tunes with my 4-year-old twins.
Yeah.
And one of the songs that we were listening to is When I Play for County by the Two Johnnies.
Yeah.
And it just got me riled up, you know, and I just let the burning passion of the green and gold flow through me.
The Donegal green and gold?
No, the Kerry green and gold. They're green and yellow.
Oh! That's fighting talk right now, yeah, Donegal. Yeah, listen to me.
Yeah, green and yellow.
It's not. They're green and yellow.
They're green and yellow. Yeah, so anyway. This is the result of all that creativity and that passion I have for my county. And what did I say the name of the song was again?
I don't know. What did you call it?
Up the Kingdom.
This is Una singing, be warned.
It was recorded very hastily. Didn't have much time this morning, so bear that in mind when listening.
Preparation is key, Una. Yeah.
When the Kerry folk rise up for their county, the Donegal hills will be looking pouty. We'll march behind David, Jack and Paddy and watch the lads kick points for our glory. Sam Maguire's coming to Tralee. How'd you like that, Michael Murphy? We'll be chanting hard, saying how you lads to the guards. Croke Park in the morning, kick it, Shawnee. Only two kingdoms, one of God and of Kerry. There'll be green and gold. Woo! Walking down Jones's Road. Not Donegal, cause their balls are too small.
Woo!
Una! I'm a kingdom! Kerry a boo! Kerry forever!
Woo! Yeah.
When the okay, I'm done now.
Okay, I'm done now.
Listen, don't worry. You can hear it again towards the end of the show. 087-110-207. Just a thumbs up.
No.
And it'll be played again.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crowd into one bite.
Best of luck this weekend to Donegal. Come on.
Oh, Jimmy's winning matches.
Is he though? I don't know.
Jimmy bringing Tommy back to Donegal again.
And then Una did the song about Kerry. Seriously.
Trolley. How'd you like that, Michael Murphy? We'll be chanting hard. Woo!
It's a very hard listen.
Is it really?
You're like,
chanting hard? I know, I'm just...
It's the tone. It's out of tune tone. Like, Hard. Like, listen.
We'll be chanting hard.
Hard.
No, it's not like that. It's actually no. It's hard. No, you're hard.
Listen, we can put a vote to it. Who wants to? Which one do you want to hear to play at the show? Basically,
Up the Kingdom,
or else Jimmy's Wouldn't Match and Cooper's Remix. All right, so Up the Kingdom. All right.
We'll be chanting hard.
You want that?
Or? No, you didn't play the best part of the song.
There's none.
No, there is.
There isn't. Or. Which one do you want to hear? 087-110-2107. That's if we get to play it at all. You might be taken off air.
I might be, yeah.
Come on. So we asked you, which one did you want to hear to play out the song? Did you want to hear Una's song, which is called
Up the Kingdom?
Brilliant. Basically ripping off the two Johnnies with this song. And I've done a remix of Jimmy's Winning Matches. So who has won the vote? Which song are we going to play out, Una? Actually, there's a voice note just here.
Morning, Cooper and Una. This is wee Gemma from Ballyshannon, and I love Una's song. Please.
Sounds very like you, Una.
She doesn't. Did she not hear us say she's wee Gemma from Ballyshannon?
Hang on a second. I'm just going into the WhatsApp profile picture here. Oh.
Gemma has twins too.
Gemma looks very like you.
Yeah, she does. Gemma, you shall. Just ask and you shall receive, my friend.
There'll be green and gold walking down Jones's Road.
Oh, God, that's really a hard listen. Anyway. Oh,
come on, it's gonna go!
Jimmy's in a game.
Jimmy,
bring it to me back to Donegal again.
You're doing for the weekend, make sure you have an absolutely fantastic time. We will see you on Sunday at Croke Patrick, because Una's going to be conquering Croker because she lost that bet, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And very best of luck to Donegal as well, heading into Sunday for the All-Ireland final versus Kerry. It's going to be amazing.
Good luck to me. I'm in Croker.
And if you're also in Donegal this afternoon, David Fanuna live for Donegal with a chance for you to win tickets to the final. You get them in your email by the end of the day, all right? Have an amazing time. Come on, Donegal.
They'll be green and gold.
Oh my God.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Do you know, we had a fine time. We have a fine time and a fun time every day during
the
show.
Every single day, yeah.
And you get to hear it again on our new podcast as well. So, Breakfast Rolled. Listen, if you hit subscribe, share it and like it, and maybe even leave a comment and tell us how much you hate Kerry. Why'd you say that?
Don't be inciting hate speech. I heart Donegal. I heart them so much.
You heart them so much that you bang the microphone.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah,
Mary.
Listen, thank you so much. Podcasts every day here on iRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And listen to the show 7 till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday on iRadio.
Peace. I was just inspired. I don't know. Is that wrong to do? You want me to stop?
No, keep going.
No. I'm leaving now. I will get better at this.
Are you pretending to walk out of the studio?
Want more? Set your alarm or just subscribe.
Either way, you win.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast World.